This is Moreton Bay's home of Information 101.5 FM. On the line we have Chris Whiting, the member for Bancroft. A very warm welcome to you today.
Thank you very much, and good day to all your listeners.
Some of the big news that's happening around the place is the Redcliffe Hospital getting a bit of an upgrade. Well, not just a bit of an upgrade, $114 million worth. Car parks and all sorts of things are happening. Do tell us more about this.
Yes, it's been going on for a couple of years. It'll be going for a couple of years more. I think that people really need to know what's happening with Redcliffe Hospital. Because you look at it and you think, oh, it's still there, but inside, undergoing massive refurbishment and renovations. And it's more than renovations. For example, there's a whole new maternity area going, $4 million. That's birthing suites, special care ward, delivery suites, maternity unit as well. All of that, that's going in $4 million. And there's a whole new day surgery area going in, a whole floor being gutted, turned into a new day surgery area there. And that's about $6 or $7 million. A lot of work going on, totaling all up. About $114 million, but that includes $35 million for a multi-storey car park at the corner of Anzac Avenue, which will be greatly welcomed by local people.
Indeed so. And just roughly, when is the car park likely to be completed at this stage?
They're about to start in construction in August. It will be about August next year, we think it will be. It's in approximately 12 months. The staff will be parking at the Redcliffe Harness Raceway and also the Redcliffe Showground, so that will open up all that area internally for public parking, so people can still park publicly in the public area there, but obviously just to be a bit cautious with that. So it'll take about a year. Multi-story. The good news about that, it'll be owned and operated by Queensland Health. Very affordable prices, hourly rates, a maximum rate of $15 a day, maximum. Compare that to about $40 that you have to spend when you go to the Royal Brisbane. So we've made a very special point of that. We want to make parking affordable there.
A very similar formula that's being used by a lot of the brand new multi-storey car parks that are happening right throughout southeast Queensland and in Caboolture here as well. And it's good news for that. And so we're looking forward to the final completion of all that fairly shortly.
Now, yes, we haven't even started talking about Caboolture Hospital yet, and that's another interview altogether because the work going at Caboolture is even more massive, I think. $350 or $400 million worth of work. Absolutely astounding.
Yeah, bring in a lot of local work as well for both Redcliffe and also Caboolture, we understand. Now,
yes.
The apprenticeships, they're on the agenda too. We're about to start 139 apprenticeship courses there for under 21s. Got to get in now. How do they go about it?
Yeah, quickly have a look online at www.chriswhiting.com.au. We've got the link in there. It's where we started from. How do we make people get apprenticeships in an easier way? Let's make it free. If you're under 21, you can get an apprenticeship for free. 139 courses, all these different ones you can choose. It's something that we feel strongly about. We need more apprentices. Let's make your training free. And that's a really huge bonus to young people looking for work.
Now, we've got the links up also on our website as well. We've covered this story as well. And this is going to be going on as an ongoing project for the state government, I understand. Is that right?
Yes. We'll keep on pushing this. We feel very strongly about training. How do we help people get jobs? Let's make training as easy as possible. Let's make it free where we can. We've got free TAFE for school leavers. We've got free apprenticeships for people under 21. These are ways that we can make it so much easier for young people to get jobs.
Getting Queensland Working is the whole signature tune to that story as we speak now. Unfortunately, sometimes we don't always get what we like to think we're getting when we're buying a car, and sometimes it turns out to be nothing more than a lemon. Also starting on September 1st is something that's going to be good for everybody because it's the end of the dodgy vehicles. The lemons are off the road, and Chris, I understand the new laws take effect on September 1st to stem the tide.
Yes, and this is one of my favourite ones. We know there are so many Queenslanders who have bought cars, and a car is often your second biggest purchase after a house. It's a huge purchase and you need it to get work and to get jobs. So if you've bought a vehicle and it's turned out dodgy, so many people haven't had recourse to justice. How can we get this fixed? How can we get our money back? And there hasn't been enough consumer regulations to protect them. And that's what we're buying in, that we're bringing in. This will be a setting out what are your rights and giving you more rights to press for getting another vehicle at the most, you know, getting it fixed or getting your money back. Now, have a look on my website, chriswhiting.com.au, and it shows exactly how they work. So many people I know have bought dodgy vehicles and they've just been so disappointed at what has happened. We're hoping that from now on, people have got a much less chance of being stuck with a dodgy vehicle if they buy one.
Now, I've got to ask you the question, what happens if it's a dealer that routinely sells lemons a lot? And I'm sure there must be the occasional case where that happens. Will there be action against those sellers?
What we're doing is making it easy for the authorities to pursue those people who are actually, shall we say, have got a track record in this as well.
Mm.
We recognise that if there's a pattern of behaviour there, we need to make it easier for that, for them there. But that what we're really focusing on is making sure that people have got their rights, because people are pretty good at sticking up for their rights.
Mm.
We want to make sure that when they do try to get their money back, they're backed up by some good rights and some good regulations on that. So these dodgy dealers know that they've got to take action. They just can't sit there with their arms folded and saying it's your problem.
Or otherwise the Queensland government will take the action for you and you'll be out of business.
Yeah, well, we'll be making sure that we do everything we can to stop our dodgy dealers operating.
Now, Fair Play Vouchers is also on the horizon, too. This is for the youngsters getting into sport and that sort of thing. Is that about the right measure of it all?
Yes, yeah. We've got vouchers for families that are really struggling to get their kids into sport. Mm. Such a crucial part of what we do. Now, it's thousands upon thousands. I forget how many that we're giving out.
Mm.
But it's $150. To families who have got a healthcare concession card or a pensioner concession card. And these are families that far too often that they can't pay for their child's sport and get food on the table at the same time. And that's what we're really targeting, those people who really struggle. We know we need to get more kids into playing sport and continue playing sport. And by giving them vouchers, they can do that. So once again, if you go online, it's Fair Play Vouchers. If you search engine that, or go onto my website, then you can click on that and find out if you're eligible. So you fill in that form, they give you the information or the voucher code, then you can redeem that with your club. And all the sports clubs know how to do this. You've got a Fair Play voucher? Great. Okay, give me that, and that's fine. Your kid's taken care of. But not only that, we've now opened it up to dance and martial arts. So all those families with young girls in dance, or young girls or young boys in or martial arts, you can now access those Fair Play vouchers. So I think that is a great initiative, and I know there's many dance mums and dads out there who will be cheering because of that.
Now, there is so many great people out there, young kids, who could one day become the next Steve Smith, for example, or some other major player, you know, or another Barty, you know, playing tennis.
That's exactly
and
right.
It's so vital that we give our youngsters the opportunity of a lifetime, and it's a great idea, the Fair Play vouchers,
yeah.
And we wish it well.
Yeah, look, I'm really happy with that. It is so important. If we want to go, you know, and into the future, we need to make sure there's no barriers for those kids to doing sport. So we want to reduce those barriers.
Going to talk to you about your mobile offices. I know you're at one right now as we're speaking, and you got another one on the end of the month around the 31st. And I want to encourage people to go across to your Facebook page, of course, Chris Whiting MP. Search for that. You'll find your Facebook page, and you'll have details there. People should follow that.
Yeah, so Saturday, 31 August, and I've just decided I'm going to be on Anzac Avenue at North Lakes, just before you go on the highway.
Okay.
Which is always a good spot there. A lot of people from all over the region. Probably at 10 o'clock, between 10 and 11 or so, at Anzac Avenue near the highway entrance.
Now, of course, everyone, full details on how to get in touch with Chris Whiting MP through his electorate office. There, all the details are on our website in our brand new home that we have for all the politicians. And, of course, all the details of all the politicians and how to get in touch with them is easily, well, you just click there and it'll open up a new tab for you. Chris, we've got to say thank you very much for being part of the program today. Appreciate your time, and you have a good day.
Thank you. Everyone keep warm out there.
This is Moreton Bay's Home of Information, 101.5 FM.